Today we begin Ois Aleph of the Kuntres Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel. It's very important for this Ois and Bechlal the Ois of this special Kuntres that we know for ourselves what are the Mekoides that the Rebbe is basing the Sicha on, what's the Chidushim of the Rebbe in the Sicha, and what are actually quotes from previous Mekoides. A lot of Hasidim learn this Kuntres, and you ask them, what are the Rebbe's Chidushim? And they tell you, Aleph, Beis, or Gimel, A, B, or C. But those are really quotes from other Rishonim and Achronim. So it's important that we know what are the quotes from other Mefarshim, and then, of course, the Rebbe's Chidushim on this Sugya. The Sicha is based on a Pasuk in Yecheskel. The Pasuk says, Ve'elem l'mikdosh ma'at baratzus sherbo sham, that is going to be a mikdosh ma'at in the lands which you will come there in the time of Golos. Which means, like the Metzudas David explains, that even in Chutz Laretz, b'mokim b'zman ha'golos, yeshnei mikdosh ma'at, there's a mikdosh ma'at, which is similar, v'dugmas ha-mikdosh ha-godol ha-shei b'Yerushalayim. Or, like the Targum Yoinason and Rashi says, tanin shein le-beis mikdosh, it's like a second to the beis ha-mikdosh. Now, regarding this place, where is this place that even in the time of Golos, the Eivishter Shechina is found? So there's a Gemara Megillah, the Gemara Megillah Dav Chavtes Amar Aleph, says, Omer Reb Yitzchak, there's a machloikis. One of the Amoraim say that this is Bati Knesiyas, or Bati Medrash, or Shebe Bavel. This is referring to the different shuls, and Bati Tefillah, which are in Bavel. And the other opinion says, Zeh Beis Rabbeinu Shebe Bavel, this is Beis Rabbeinu Shebe Bavel. Now, when you learn the Gemara at first glance, it comes out that there's a machloikis. Now, they were Talmidim of Rav, Beis Rabbeinu, at that point meant the Beis Medrash of Rav. And there seems to be a machlokes. Is it the Beis Medrash of Rav, or every shul in Bavel has this specialty of the Shechina? The Rebbe says, V'yeshloimar, that it's not an argument. Even though at first glance, when you learn the Gemara, it comes out that there is an argument. The way the Rebbe learns our Gemara, it's not an argument. Meaning, everyone agrees that every shul has kedusha, and it's a small base, a mikdash ma'at, obviously every shul. And also, according to Rebbe Yitzchak, there is a specialty in the Iker Shechina, and the Iker mikdash ma'at is the base Rabbeinu. So, there's no machloikes, every shul has kedusha, and the Beis Rabbeinu Shebe Bavel, which that quote, again, is a quote of a Gemara, that is the most special shul in Bavel, in the time of Golos. Now, why is he called Beis Rabbeinu? Rabbeinu means a teacher, which is Al Shem Shemalamet Torah LeTalmidim. And what is the Beis Rabbeinu? The Beis Rabbeinu is the Beis Medrash, where they taught the Torah. The Nasi teaches the Torah. Rav was the king of Bavel. He was the Melech. He was the Tzaddik of Bavel. He was the undisputed leader of Yiddishkeit in Bavel. So that was his Beis Medrash. Now once it's his Beis Medrash, it's also a place where he davens. Why? Because the Gemara says, again, if you look in the Gemara, you have a Gemara in Brachis in Orah 6, they would only daven where they would learn, or like the Gemara continues, even over there, that they would learn in the place where they would daven. So making it a base medrash also meant that it was a base knesses as well. Now, what is different between the base Rabbeinu Shebe Bavel in comparison to the other shul? You have a lot of big shulin outside of Eretz Yisrael. What makes this the most unique place? Why is there a main gilui of the Shechina in this place more than any other shul? And like the Rebbe explained, that's according to all opinions. So there's a Gemara. Chazal tell us it's a Gemara in Brochus. That there's a Pasuk in Tehillim, which was one of the Sukkim, which was used in the Rebbe's Kapitel Nigin of Kapitel Pei Zayin. Oyev Hashem Shari Tzion Mikol Meshkenos Yaakov. That the Eibishter loves the Shari Tzion. What are the Shari Tzion? So, Chazal tell us, these are the Shiorim HaMetzuyonim BaHalacha. That the places that give forth Halacha, that is more Chashuv to the Eibishter than other Batu Midrashas. Which means, at the time, the Chazal tell us, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Ein LaKodesh Baruch Hu Ela Dalad HaMashal HaLocha. The Eibishter only has Dalad HaMashal HaLocha. Now, what does that mean? Why is it that way? So the Rebbe quotes a Marsha. The Marsha who has Chidushi HaGodes on that Gemara. The Marsha says like this, that the Beis HaMikdash had right next to it the Sanhedrin, the Lishkas HaGozes. That's where the Sanhedrin convened. As a matter of fact, when the Rebbe wanted that the Koilel, which the Jungleiten Koilel focus a lot on Halacha, and the Rebbe wanted that the Koilel should be near 770. Now, at one point, they wanted to move it to a further location. And the Rebbe said that the Lishkas HaGozis has to be Samuch LeBeis HaMikdosh, that the place where the Halacha goes out, that has to be next to the Beis HaMikdosh. But being that the Lishkas HaGozis was there next to the Beis HaMikdosh, so, and that's where the Eibishter rests, so a place which gives out Halacha, which place which gives out this way that Yidden should live, so that is the place where the Shechina rests. Shelachein gam atfila b'mokim zed davka, and that's why they davened over there, because that, why, in other words, why taka would they daven where they learned? So the Chazal tell us over there, because they knew that the Shechina is b'dala dama shalalocha. Don't you want to daven in a place where the Shechina is? Davening, you're talking to the Shechina, you're talking to Hashem. Where is Hashem's revelation? In Dalad Amashel Alocha. So therefore, you want to daven in a place where you learn. And that is the Inyan of Beis Rabbeinu. Beis Rabbeinu is the place where the Halacha goes out, L'chol Anshei Ador. Now you have to understand it also in our times, which we're going to get to soon, that in the times of Rav, we were also talking literally about Halacha, that they were telling Yidden how to act. When Rav came to Bavel, he literally made a revolution in Halacha, making sure Yidden were following the Eibishter's ways. He found Bavel was very lax and ignorant in Torah and Mitzvahs, and Rav made a shturim, a campaign, to bring the level up. But also, Halacha doesn't just mean how to act according to Shulchan Aruch. Halacha means how Yidden should fear zich in our times, in our generation. Which the Nasi Ador tells us, what are the heroes for Anshei Ador? For Dor HaShvi, what are we supposed to do? In other words, without Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel, we wouldn't know, for example, which Mitzrayim can reach each Yid of the generation. We wouldn't know that Rambam in our generation, that is the way that we connect. That is a special limud which is shayach to our generation to bring Moshiach. We don't know the heroes of our generation. We can follow Torah mitzvahs, but we don't know how to act in our generation, which that's part of the Beis Rabbeinu, teaching us how to act. Umetzada ilui hamiyuchod, the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash, the Beis Rabbeinu, legabe shayar batu knesiyas, the batu midrashi, the Beis Bavel, being this unique specialty, this unique quality of Beis Rabbeinu, that from there the halacha, the hayra, goes out, l'chol anshei ador, that is what, and that is the place where the Shechina rests, dalad amesh al halacha, a place which gives out the hayrois, l'chol anshei ador. So arei ha-migdosh ma'ate ikri, That is the main place. Shenoisen Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael bezman haGalus. That the Eibishter has given Klal Yisrael in the time of Galus. Tmuras haMikdash haGadol Shebirushalayim, which is instead of the Mikdash haGadol Shebirushalayim. Now, let's learn Ha'ara 12 that when the Rebbe speaks about Beis Rabbeinu, which the Rabbeinu is al derech u bedugmas haSanhedrin hashoyfet asher yeh bayomim mahein Beis Din shebedayrecha. In other words, the Nasi Hadur is like the Sanhedrin of our times. Is the shoyfet asher yeh bayomim mahein. From him goes the ira l'chol anshei ador. That's why v'shiva shiftayich k'var yishoyna v'yetzayich k'vatchila. We're going to be the returning of these nesiei ador, which give out clear hayrois l'chol anshei ador. And that is halachically the geder and the specialty, the unique status of Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel. That is the mokim kavua. That is the place where hayra, which dalad amishel halacha, which halach is the shetevus hariu l'Hashem kol ha'aretz. From there is the shturim for the ganze welt. That's where the shechina rests, because that's where the hayrois go out, l'chol anshei hador.